Okay, so in last week's share, we began discussing the Indian of Yayin, of wine, of wine. We spoke about also grape juice. And we left off that grape juice has a din of Yayin, the bracha bari pri hagafen. And we gave a hesber to why the minig is to make bari pri hagafen on grape juice, even though it doesn't have right now the Maila of Mesameach, but since there's the potential for the Maila of Mesameach, therefore, Bari Pri Hagafen could be said over it. And we gave a few other halachas where this nidin could be negea. Another example where we find that Achrayim talk about if grape juice has a cheshivas of yayin is in Simkuf Ayin Dalid Siv Beis. The halach is Yayin Paita Komine Mashkin. Yayin Pata is other mashkin. If I make a bracha, Bari Pri Hagafen on a cup of wine, and then I want to drink soda, juice, water, I do not need to say a shakal. Just like Pata is the bracha on other foods, Yayin Pata is the bracha on other mashkin. Hagah afilu mi bracha rishayna. Patas it even from the bracha rishayna. And the Mishmur says the reason is, shu roish v'rishayn l'chol ha-mashkin. Because Yayin is the roish and the rishayn of all mashkim. V'kulam nitzpalim loy. And all the other mashkim is a tafel to it. Is a tafel to the Yayin. This halacha, the Yayin patas shar mashkim, is a machlekes, Mishnah Berurah and Shulchan Aruch Harav, how much does one need to drink in order to receive this din? Does he have to drink a revius, Malay Lugmav, or it's even enough to drink a very small amount of wine to pata the bracha on the other drinks? Therefore, one could run into a suffix if he drinks a small amount of wine, less than a revius, he runs into a suffix whether he has to make a bracha on the other drinks that he's going to have following. Comes up Shabbos morning by Kiddush. You're making Kiddush on Mezainis, you're not washing. You're making Kiddush. And you want to drink from the Yayin of the Mevarech, of the one that's making the bracha. You want to be Makbid, on the Skarov, to drink some Yayin. But you're running into this question because you're not drinking Revius, drinking a small amount. Does that pattern the bracha on the soda, the juice that you can drink afterwards? Perhaps that's why the minhag is to have herring by a kiddush, so you make bracha shakal on the herring, and patas it, you get out of the suffix. There's also a suffix if drinking from the kiddush, does that give you this din? Baal kapanim, what's negay to us is, does grape juice have the chashivis of yayin, legabe this din of yayin paitas kol mashkin? So there are those shitas that hold. No. That which we learned last week, the yayin migitoy, which is freshly pressed grape juice, has a din of, you can make kiddush on it, you can make bari pri hagafen on it, because of its potential of being mesameach. That does not work for this din. For this din, it's not enough that it's roy. It has to actually be yayin. Rav Shlomo Zalman, Shlaim Zalman held no. Shlaim Zalman held that it has the chashivas. The chashivas that it has, that it could become great wine, is also enough for this halacha. It also gives it the chashivas that the other mashkin are a tuffle to it. An interesting question that comes up is, if let's say I take grape juice and I make popsicles out of it, I freeze it, make it ice cubes out of it, I make popsicles out of it. What bracha do you make on that? What bracha do you make on frozen grape juice? So the Prima Gadim is Pesicha Telchas Brachas. Over there is Mesupik about, over there is talking about where they cook the grape juice and turn thick. It dehydrated, it turned thick, and you can eat it as something thick. So over there is Mesupik if it's still Bari Pri Hagafen, or perhaps it lost its chashivas of yayin, because it's not a mashke anymore, it's like a oichel. So it loses its Bari Pri Hagafen, it's not in its chashiv estate, And therefore it will be shakal. That's a suffik. A suffik over there. Now I'm going to wine. Now I'm going back to wine. Very good. Good. Good that he clarified it. I'm going back to wine. I'm going back to wine. I said grape juice, if you're freezing grape juice, because that's what we have to get back to. But wine, talking about wine. Let's say I take wine and I freeze wine. Does it lose its chashivas now that it's thickened? That's made into a ice. So the it still has some alcohol. Yeah. It still has some tam and reich of yain. If it lost that, then you're right. Supreme God is misopic over there. Kaf Chaim brings down Tshuvas Beis Yehuda that says that it's still a bracha by Pri Gafin. The question over here is that the question is perhaps we can make a chilek, which the Prima Gadim seems to say maybe there's a chilek between freezing it to his case where you cooked it and became thick, maybe by freezing it. It does not lose its chashivas. Therefore, if one makes a popsicle out of wine, or now I'm saying grape juice also, there are paiskim that hold you should make a shahako, because like this you get out of the suffix of the Prima Gadim, get out of the machlekes of paiskim, and you yaitze l'chol ha-deis. Fine, that's the bracha rishayna. Bracha rishayna, you make a shakal. But the question is, bracha achrayna. By bracha achrayna, I can't just make a bar nefashis, at least according to the Mishnah Berurah, which we'll come across. Mishnah Berurah holds that even though shakal works for all foods, when you're mesupik, what bracha to make, you make a shakal. But when you're mesupik of the bracha achrayna, you can't just make a bar nefashis. Rav Maisha, we'll see, Rav Maisha held that you could make bar nefashis. You were not yoytze bracha achrayna, but at least you give some shvach. Rav Maisha says that if you're out somewhere where you don't have a sitter, you don't know about pet, ala michi or ala eitz, so say bar nefashis. It's not a bracha levatala. Rav Shmuel held it's a bracha levatala. Rav Maisha says it's not a bracha levatala, but when you'll get the sitter, make sure you say the bracha achrayna if you still can say the bracha achrayna. So going back to our case, what would the bracha achrayna be? That's more of a kash over here. Bar nefashes or ala gefen. Usually it's not an issue, because usually if it's frozen, you're not eating it quick enough within the right amount of time. For sure, if we consider it a mashke, not eating it, you're not eating the shear within 2-3 seconds, and even if it's not a mashkit. So usually anyways, the shad is not nigea. But let me ask you a question. What happens, I froze the grape juice, now I melted it. Now I melted it. It's back to a cup of grape juice, back to a cup of wine. What's the din now? Now that it was melted, does it remain with the brach of shahako? Because at one point it lost its chashivas, and we're making a shakal, or no, it got back its chashivas now, which is a question that we're going to come across later on in the simin, in other scenarios where the fruit went down in level of bracha, I ground it up, and then I put it back to the way it's supposed to be. We'll see examples of that, figure out how we could do it. So the question is, does it get back its bracha? Over here, the maisa remains with shakal again, because it's a suffix, it will be shakal. So again, on frozen wine, grape juice, it seems that the bracha will be shakal to get out of any sfeikis, and don't eat it so quickly so you don't run into a question of bracha chayna. If it melts and you're drinking the juice, once it lost its bracha, so it remains with shakal. Correct. But it was in a state where it lost it, so it doesn't get back. What's the other food example? No, that's not the example. I'll give you a hint. It has to do with Sif. Has to do with Sif. Sif Zayin. Okay. The next question that comes up is, it's not so common nowadays, but it's just as a maramakim, concentrated grape juice or concentrated wine. The question starts with concentrated wine. You took wine and you dehydrated it, and now the liquid evaporates and you're left with a syrup. Like you have concentrated orange juice, concentrated apple juice, you're left with concentrated wine. And the way you drink it is, now you take this concentrated wine and you add to it 3 cups of water. You add to it water. So does it have a din of yayin? Does it have a din of yayin or not? So the Minchas Shleima Chelek Aleph Simin Dalet has a long tshuva over there about this, where he covers many of the inyanim. So if you're learning the sugya, it's a nice tshuva to go through. He covers many of the inyanim we spoke about last week and this week. And over there he says that even though on diluted wine, right, we learned the halacha over here that when I dilute the wine with water, it's a bar'i priya gafen. But it's possible to say that there's a difference. That over here where I took the liquid out, it lost the mitzias of yayin. It's not like yayin. It's not the drink of yayin. It's now a syrup. So maybe it lost its bracha. So even though I add water again afterwards, I'm adding water from the outside. It's different than mezigah. Mezigah is where I have yayin in front of me. It's just very strong to drink. So part of preparing the yayin, as we'll see that's very soon, is being my mezigah. That's how I make the wine right to be drinking. Over here, it could be that which went into the state of concentrated. It's different. Like I said, it's not so common nowadays, but it's the idea, Shabbai, that now. Could be by wine, it turns into a powder. It's not a syrup. By wine, it's a powder, and when you add the water back to it, it has that content to it. Take a look at the tshuva there. Okay. Which leads us to the next discussion over here, is when I mix wine with other mashkin. When I mix wine with other drinks, what bracha do I make? And there's basically 4 conditions in order for the wine to remain with the bracha bari priya gafen. One is that I'm mixing it with another mashke, that's the derech ha'olam to mix this mashke with wine. It's a normal thing. You go to wherever you're going to, and it's a normal mixture that they add to the wine. Number 2, it's also being mixed with the right proportions that's done in that place. It's normal to mix the wine with this other mashka according to these proportions. Number 3, it can never be more than a sixth. In other words, you can't have that the wine can never be less than a sixth of about a little more than 17% of your full cup. Because then it loses its shame yayin. And number 4, it still needs to have the tam of yayin. Even though the tam changed, even though I'm mixing in another mashk over here, so it does taste different, but it still has to have the tam of yayin, which means it has to have an alcoholic taste. Those are the conditions. So now, if I have wine, and I'm mixing water into the wine, it's strong wine, I want to dilute it, Pesach by night, or Friday night, I want to be kind of kiddish with wine, but I don't want to knock myself out. So I want to add water to the wine to dilute it. He ruined the wine, right? But he wants to add water to it. So over here, water is something which is normal to add to wine. And Adrabah, by the wines back then, was very strong. You couldn't drink the raw wine. You had to add water to it. So water is something which is normal to add to it. As long as you're adding to it a normal amount where it still has the taste of wine, and that's the rule. As long as it still has an alcoholic taste to it, for Ashkenazim for sure, that's enough, and it will be by Priya Guffin. Not only that, the water becomes part of the wine to the extent that when I'm figuring out how much wine I drank for the Bracha Achreina, we include the water also as part of it. Because it's there to enhance the wine, to be it's giving the wine a better taste, and this is a derech, this is how it's made. So therefore, the question that comes up over here in our halacha is, how about mixing wine with beer? Or mixing it with some other mashka? So the Shulchan Aruch seems to say, you have to see Reish Dalet with Reish Beis, that when I'm mixing it with beer, then it goes Basar Raif. Because then it falls into the category of a Taraifis. The rule is, anytime I have a mixture of two foods that are mixed with each other, I have a salad with some vegetables and some Haitzis. So if everything's equal intention over here, I want A as much as I want B, and C, the Basar Raif. So too over here, when I made this mixture between the wine and this other mashke, it will have a din of a taraivis where you go basarai. So now the question is, what happens if I have grape juice and I don't have enough grape juice? And it happens by the time you get to Abdallah or sometime, you want to add water to make a kais malay, or close to a kais malay. So I'm adding water to the grape juice. So now, first of all, grape juice has a weaker taste than it's weaker. It's like the Paisim said, Yain shalonu chaloshime. It's weaker, so you may not have the same proportions that you see from the earlier Paisim. And sometimes adding water changes the taste. It does change the taste. So therefore, some are makpid to only add, if you can add only a very small amount. The Mincha Shleim over there in Chelik Aleph Siman Dalet, he has the svara to say that perhaps you can't add any water to it, because the Bar Priya Guffin of grape juice is because of the chshivas of the grape juice of what it is. By wine, there's a derech meziga. Wine is, there's a derech to dilute the wine with other mashkin. Dilute it with water, dilute it with some other mashke, that's the derech to do. There's a derech meziga. There's a derech of diluting wine. Grape juice, there's no derech, there's no din meziga over there. So it could be, as soon as you add any type of water, you're already making it worse than, it's worse than another taraivis. Because you're being mafsid the shem yayin. You're being mafsid the shem yayin over here. That's a svara. So therefore, by grape juice, for sure, it's better not to add another mashke. If you do, it should stay at a small amount. And those are so these are the dinim that are negated to yayin. Now, sif beis over here, sif beis is teaching us the din of pre. In order for something to be a pre, to be considered a pre, it has to be, there are certain tanayim, there are certain conditions for it to be considered a pre. Sif Gimel discusses what's called the ikar of the pre. The ikar of the pre, the main part of the pre, and the subparts of the pre. So the Mechaber over here tells us that the Mechaber starts off, "Abayser kozman shleigil lechpul alavin, mevarach alabay pri adama, umishahu kipul alavin, veilach mevarach alabay pri oitz." So by Baiser, which are grapes, over here the shear is like a pull-out loven. Other fruits, other trees, v'shakol ilim shiyetziu, pre. As soon as there's a small ball over there, that's enough. What's the difference between Baiser and shar peiros? So the difference is that Baiser is grapes. Grapes are grown for wine. Grape juice, wine, that's what grapes are grown for. Like we mentioned last week, Rashi, that there's only two mashkes, that the fruit is grown for the mashke. So it has to reach the point where I could squeeze it, that something could come out of it. So that's kepula love. Other peris are not for the mashke, it's for the pre. So as soon as it's at any size of a pre, I can see the ball of it, that's already a pre. And now I can say the bracha by priites. Now, going through the sugya, which is negeya to the hemshech of the simin, and also upcoming simanim, we find a few yesoidis over here. And I'm going to try to do it in a kitzedik way, so please hang in. And I think it's important to hear some of the background. We'll give you more of a feeling for the halachas that come up. There's a Gemara in the Aflam Vav Amar Aleph. The Gemara over there is talking about Kaira. Kaira is Kuf Vav Resh Hei, Kaira, which is, Rashi explains, is the soft part of a dekel, a date tree. The soft part, which is what's hearts of palm. Right? You buy in store hearts of palm. So Rashi explains that the way this tree grows is that as the tree grows, it gets harder and harder, and the outer layer is always soft. It just hardens and grows another layer on the outside, which is soft. And that's the hearts of palm. Next year, well, today was hearts of palm, becomes hard. If you leave it there, it becomes hard. And then there's a new layer, which is around it, that's soft. So the Gemara over there is discussing what brach do you make on this kaira, on these hearts of palm. And the Gemara brings down machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Shmuel. Rabbi Yehuda says it's ha'adama. Why? Peirahu. It's a pre. The Nachlas David explains that it's a pre. It's a pre, meaning, why is it a pre? Because It's not. I can't say by prio eights. Why can't I say by prio eights? Because it's the eights. It's not the pre of the eights. Normally, when we say by prio eights, we're saying there's an eights over here, and there's a pre from the eights. So I'm giving shvach takadosh baruch on the pre of the eights. But over here, this is the kaira, is the eights itself. It's the tree itself. It's that outer layer of the tree. So I cannot make a bari priates. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, but it's a pre. So therefore, as a din of bari pri adama, comes along Shmuel, says no shakal. Why? Because soifel is kashas. Because it's going to turn hard. Like we said, every year, that layer turns hard. Even though right now it's a pre. Right now it's a pre. So why don't we make a bari pri adama at least? But since it's soifel, since it's soifai liskashais, it's soifai that it's not going to be right to be eaten, therefore it's a shakal. So Shmuel says to Rav Yehuda, shinina kivaseich mistabra. Like you, it's mistabra. Why? Because tonight, a radish is also soifai liskashais. And we make a bari pri adama on it. But the truth is, v'lahi, incorrect. Right? He wanted to compare tsunoin, a radish, to kaira. He says, not dimim, because tsunoin, natri in shiadaita the pugla. Tsunoin, people plant with the das for the vegetable, for the fruit, for the vegetable, as opposed to Dikla, no one plants a dikla for the kaira. And that's why nowadays, hatzapam may have a different bracha than what you see in halacha from the Gemara, because it is grown for it, it is daita to grow for it, and therefore it will be hadama nowadays. But the svara over here, what's the svara that we're saying over here? And this is the first yesod. The first yesod over here is that since I do not grow, I don't grow the tree for this, and Adrav, there's a svar to say that I really don't want to eat this hearts of palm because you're just ruining your tree. You're pulling off the outer layer. So what do I grow a deco for? I grow for the tamarin, not for to eat the tree. Nowadays we eat everything. But so there's a side that since people are not planting it for this, it's not their das for this, even though it's part of the, it could be viewed as a pre, it goes down to shahako. The shahako, that this svar brings it down to shahako. And therefore, if you take a look, like we mentioned, in Reish Dalid, Sif Aleph, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Kaira, Hatzapam is shahako, because loy noti adai te'achil. Like I said, nowadays, it would be different because they do plant it for this. That's one yesod. Second yesod is another halacha that comes up by us, which is the sugya of tzlaf. What's a tzlaf? It's a caper bush. If you know what it is, you can walk around. Sometimes you can even see it. A caper bush has four parts to the caper bush. There's four parts to it. There's the, and there's, like I said, and this is going to play out in the halachas coming up. A caper bush has the alim, which is the leaves. The second part is the tamra, which is the berries. And on that, we make a berry priha adama on the berries. And then there's the evyoinais, which is the ikar pri. The ikar pri, on that, you make a berry priha eitz. So the ikar of the tree, the ikar pri of the tree is berry priha eitz. The secondary part, of it, which is the berries, is by priya adama. Then you have the fourth part, is the kafrisin, which is the pales. So the Gemara has a kasha. The Gemara asks a kasha. The Gemara says, is it true that any time you don't plant the tree for this, you make a shahakol? The tzlaf over here, you're not growing it for this, and still we learned that you make a bari priya adama on that. So the Gemara comes out that when we said before that you don't grow the dekel tree for the kaira, what it means is that I don't want to grow for that. I have no intention to grow it for that part of the tree to eat, because like Rashi says, you're ruining your tree. You're ruining your tree. The tzlaf, when I take those berries, it doesn't ruin the tree. If I ask you, do you want to plant the tzlaf for berries? You say, no, it's not worth going through the whole trouble for the berries. I'm going to plant it for the evyoinais. But now, once I have it, I'll also eat the berries. That's the difference between the tzlaf and the kaira. So it comes out now, we have a second yesod over here. The second yesod is that the first yesod was something which I have no das to eat, and now I decide for some reason to eat it, that's going to be a shakal. But if I planted a plant for A, but you know what, once I have it for A, I'll also eat B. So then it goes down one level. It goes down from an eight to a hadama, and if it's a hadama, it will go down to shakal. Because it's not the main part of the tree. This is Mevorah in at least the way many Acharim learned the Rashba. Rav Moshe had a different way of learning it. I'm not going to confuse you with it. There's a long tshuva in Chedek Aleph, Siman Nun Zayin, but many say this. Now, let's go back to our halacha over here. We have the Gemara Lamvavam base. The Gemara says as follows. Okay, I'm going to get back to the halacha part and just hang in. Lamvavam base. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman held, the Gemara says, Rav Nachman held like Rav Yesi, the smother is asim shem pri. There's three halachas. There's Arla, Shvius, and Brachas. And in all these three halachas, we need the shem pri. You need a shem pri. Arla is the fruits that grow the first 3 years are asa. So if it's a pre that grew within the first 3 years, it's asa. But it has to reach the point that's considered a pre. For Shviyas, the halacha is la'achla v'la'lefsid. There's halacha in Shviyas that you now take the fruit of Shviyas and be mafsid it. You have to eat it. There's a mitzvah to eat it and not to be mafsid it. Because you're being mafsid the Rambam says. Everyone can eat this fruit and you're being mafsid. So, at what point is there issa of la'ach la'vilela hafsid when it has a shame pre? So too in brachas. We need to have a shame pre. So, again, I'm not going to go through the sugya with each point here, but what comes out from that sugya, based on Taisvis and other Rishayinim, is that when medame the din arla to bracha, and by arla, just like by arla, we say that baisar is kipol lovin, that's when it has shem pri, and by other trees it's mishiyetziu, that's talach. Now, we explain the difference. The difference I mentioned is from the levush, and the Aruch HaShulchan also brings that difference between baisar and other trees. So now, what happens, one of the standard examples that people give for this is, you know, there's the green tomatoes that are pickled. They pickle green tomatoes. No? So, see, he knows. So there's pickled green tomatoes. Why are they pickling the green tomatoes and not the red tomatoes? Because the red tomatoes will fall apart because they're soft. So they bedavka take the green tomatoes, which are not ripe, to pickle them. Now they pickle them and now you want to eat them. So what bracha do you make on that? What bracha do you make on those tomatoes? L'chaira, based on the Shulchan Aruch that we see over here, it should come out that the bracha should be ha'adama. Why? Because shari lanis, mishi yitziu apri, there's a pri that came out, it should be ha'adama. That should be the bracha. At that point, it's already considered Hadama. However, if we take a look at the Bir Halacha, the Bir Halacha brings down the sheet of the Gra and the Panim Eiros, and he says it's possible that it's the sheet of the Rambam and the Rif, which held that the shear of other Peiros is like the shear of Oynas HaMaisros. If anyone here learned Masechta Maisros, Shnayis, or Rambam Hilchos Maisros, maybe on Tu B'Shvat you learned it. So it goes through all long mishnayos of all different types of fruits and vegetables. At what point is it chayiv maestros, or at what point can you take off maestros from it? And if you look over there in one of the mishnas, it says in the Rambam Paskins that tomatoes is mishiyadimu, when it turns red. So says the Bi'ar Halacha that according to the Gra and the Panami Eretz, and possibly the Rambam and the Riv, in our example of tomatoes, it will not be Hadama, because it hasn't yet reached Oynas HaMaisros. What? Shulchan Aruch would argue, right? It will be Machlaikis now, it's going to be Machlaikis between. And the Mishmur himself says that it's mistaber that this halacha of the Gra and the Panamiris is even if you mituke ba'art, even if you made it sweetened, because it's not a pre. It hasn't yet reached the sheer pre. And you need to be able to say Bari Pri. And the Mishmur says, you should be knowing like this Lamaisa. You should be knowing like this Lamaisa. So if so, it comes out that according to the Bi'alacha, which says that you should be knowing Lamaisa like these Achaynim, then on unripe fruit, which haven't yet reached the share of Inis Maisis, should be Shakal. So, the svara, and this is, I don't know other examples, but I'm sure if you have unripe other fruits, which may be less than the shevainis and maises, you'll have this shiloh. What brach do you make? You make her eights, hadam or shako. What brach do you make on it? So there's a svara that some of the achrenim come up with, a very interesting svara, that the shurim that are given by the Mishnayis and the Rambam is how long does it have to stay on the tree in order for it to have a shem pri? And that's what we're donning up over here. How long does it have to stay on the tree to have a shem pri? So it says the Mishnah comes to the mashal tomatoes and it turns red. But the red is just a simen that was on the tree long enough that this is a pri. Therefore, if I would take this tomato and I would leave it on my counter, let it sit there for a day or two, it'll turn red. It'll turn red on its own. So the fact that it will turn red on its own is a proof that it was on the tree long enough to have a shame pri. And therefore, even according to these shittas, in our case, it will be a hadama. So, if you ever have some kind of fruit or vegetable where it's taka unripe and normal people don't eat it, but you decided to eat it, and it may be less than the share of einus ha'maisris, but since if you would leave it around, it would turn to be the share einus ha'maisris, that's enough to say that it has a shem pri according to Zachrin. And it's a good svar. It becomes that it's a whole sfeik over here. It's a suffix, the Shulchan Aruch, the sheet of the Gra, pardon me, Iris. And then we have another suffix in the sheet of the Gra, how to learn it. So therefore you can make a Bari Priya Adama on these tomatoes or whatever other example you have of it. Just to end off, I just want to mention, the Mishbrus says, let's say I have Baisar. I have Baiser. Interesting idea. I have Baiser. And it's less than the share of Pala Lovin. So the halacha would be that you do not make a Bari Priya Eitz. If we take a look at Simen Reish Vav, which the Mishmur tells you, look at Simen Reish Vav. Reish Vav, Sif Aleph. The Shulchan Aruch says, Beirach HaPeres Se'ilam Bari Priya Adama. Let's say I have an apple, and I make a Bari Priya Adama on the apple. Yotza. Why? Because this apple of Maisa came from the Adama. Avim Berach HaPriya Adama Bari Priya Eitz. But let's say I take a cucumber and I say Bari Priya Eitz on the cucumber. La Yotza. Not Yotza. Va'al HaKol Imam HaShakol Yotza. Fine. Now, says the Mishbru in Sifkatin Gimel, important rule. He says like this in Sifkatin Gimel. He says, "La yatsa, va'oisan peres hagdelem ala ilan mevarech bari priya adamam shum dele nigmar pri." Those fruit that grow on the tree, they're growing on a tree. But the reason why I'm making bari priya adam is because it was like nigmar pri. Oy sheilan ikar pri, sheinan ikar pri, or one of the next halachis. Where the reason why I make Ha'adama is because it's not the Ikar Pri. In Beirach, Bari Priyo Eitz, Yotza. Kivan, the Al-Kapanim, Min Pri Eitzu. So it comes out from here, interesting idea. When we're learning Reish Beis, we're donning up, is this a Pri? Is this a Vashem Pri? And therefore, we're saying that if it's not reaches, if it doesn't reach the share of Nigmar Pri, or if it's the second part of it, it's not the main part of the tree, so you make a Bari Priya Adama. But yet, if you bid the Evan, made a Bari Priya Eitz on it, it can happen maybe if you have grapes. I don't know. Sometimes you get these very small grapes on the cluster. There's like a small grape which tastes more sour. We don't know what the Shia Kippol oven is, right? The Shulchan Aruch says we don't know. So maybe that's not a Kippol oven yet. You have to squeeze it. If you can squeeze it and something comes out, then you know it's Kippol oven. Or let's say nothing comes out. So then it's a Suffolk. So better to make a Bari Priya Eitz on a full grape. But if you didn't, you made a Bari Priya Eitz, and then you chapped as you're eating it. No, it's just not the one that you should have made the bracha on. You're a Yaitza. Am I see you a Yaitza? Based on this. Okay. Mitzvah next week, we'll go more into the next halacha, and which will cover more practical cases, I think.